booming through 30 plus years of highs and lows, the twists and turns, and those classic bazooka swerves. This is the Strictly Sonic Show with CD-ROM 1019.
Today's episode, Mario and Sonic at the Olympic Games Tokyo 2020, Part 1. Hello, everybody. Hello, and welcome. Welcome all to another fantastic episode of the Strictly Sonic Show. I'm your host, that dude with the Chaos Emerald CD-ROM 1019. And baby, I was born this way. Maybe let me turn the microphone down a little bit. Hey, there we go. Cool. Hey, how's it going? Welcome to a new episode covering today another one of the banes of my many existences. One of the many banes of my existence. There we go. Mario and Sonic at the Olympic Games, Tokyo 2020. We did it, folks. We reached the year 2020 at the Strictly Sonic Show, and this is the last Mario and Sonic game in existence, at least right now. I've got a whopping 62 tracks. You heard one of them. I got 31 for you today. Actually, just 30 left now. We're gonna go through them all. In two parts. And that's more than I can say about this game, I guess. I never played it. But if you played it, hey, talk about it in the Discord. RadioSE.GA/Discord. It's free to join if you're listening and you're not part of the community. Come join the fun. I will also be here to tell you, of course, as usual, a little bit about the trivia of the game. It's interesting. This one might go pretty quick. The tracks are actually really short. Like, there's a number of tracks in here that are shorter than 30 seconds. There are a lot of tracks that are labeled story, but I have no story synopsis to speak of, so we'll see how this goes. I should have about, what, like I said. Oh, no, wait. I had 62 tracks. I got 31 for you today. Okay, there it is. I knew I was doing something wrong. Okay, about six breaks of five or six. Five breaks of six or... and maybe seven for the first break. Alright, either way, let's get to it. The year is 2019. Yes, 2019. This came out a year before the Tokyo Olympics were supposed to take place. As everyone knows, they took place late because of reasons. With the disc in your Nintendo Wii U, your first few minutes might have sounded a little something like this. right, y'all, welcome back. That was your first block, in case you're wondering. Main menu, loading, 100 meters, story general, story joy, 110 meter hurdles, and the event selector. And that was the first of, I guess, 5 breaks that I'm doing today. And I just, I think I just knocked out one of my monitors. Okay, it's fine. I'll roll with it. We're still recording. So, that's one of the, that's the first of 6 blocks. Everything is all screwed around here. There's some trivia here. There's not a whole lot of it, and I gotta do this over 2 episodes, so I'll see, I don't know. I might not have a lot for you, but let's see how this goes. Did you know that as the real-life summer 2020 Olympic Games were delayed to 2021 due to the Backstreet Boys reunion tour, this marks the first time a Mario and Sonic game about an Olympic Games has been released with its real-life version not taking place the following year or the exact year. The game's title places the location year after Olympic Games rather than before. This game's Japanese title mentions the year rather than before. That kind of threw me off guard when I was pronouncing the game today, that the year's like at the end instead of like the 2014 or 2020 Olympic Games. It's Olympic Games Tokyo 2020. Maybe they just wanted to be different. Who knows? Oh boy. Okay. Been a long day. All right. So let's see. We should have about, I'm bad at counting. I'm looking at the main track listing and it still says 54, so I got what, 20? No, wait, 20? Maybe 24? No, that doesn't seem right. Well, either way, let's queue up another 6 songs. Let's see. These are all over the place, so I have to really think about which ones I want to play for you here. Alright, let's start with this one. Throw this in there, why not? Okay, next block, stick around.
Nine years in the making, this is the Strictly Sonic Show, only on Radio Sega.
All right, welcome back, y'all. That was another block. You heard Story Serious, 4x100 Relay, Story Tokyo, Archery, Badminton, and Boxing. I've got 18 tracks left for you. You're crushing it. You're doing great. Let's hit more of that trivia. Did you know that Donkey Kong's bio references the DK rap from DK64 with the line, "He's so strong it isn't funny," which is a reference to the line used for Chunky Kong's section of the rap? For the first time ever in the Mario and Sonic series, most characters wear sports clothing appropriate for the event that has been chosen. This is the first game in the series where male characters have unique outfits, however they revert to standard looks during dream events. And hang on, And even characters who had sports outfits like Peach and Daisy in previous installments gain new ones here. The shoes Mario, Luigi, Peach, Daisy, Wario, and Waluigi wear in athletic events are identical to the ones they wear in Mario Tennis Aces. Okay, there's more to this point, but I'll wait for the next block because, like I said, there isn't a whole lot of trivia. Since I don't have a plot synopsis for this game, I gotta space out the trivia across two episodes. All right, well, that said, let's get back into it. Let me throw you a couple more story tracks. We'll put one on there, and then we'll just get back to some of these. I'm kind of picking these at random, but more or less in alphabetical order. Next episode's going to be a lot of 1964 mode tracks, which I'm guessing aren't going to sound great. We'll figure out when we get there. All right, next block. Stick around.
We'll be right back.
right, third break down, and this just in, CD-ROM still can't count. I actually played too many songs the first break, so you've only got 11 tracks left. 11 tracks left today, that's right. So we have an even 31-31 split. But in that block, you just heard Story Town, Canoe, Disco, Discus Throw, Equestrian Fencing, and Storia Shibuya Scramble Search. Two blocks left, 11 tracks left to go. What more trivia can I throw at you? How about this? Did you know that Sonic and Vector wear shoes similar to the ones they wear in Sonic Riders? Rouge wears an outfit identical to the one she wears in Sonic Riders. Dr. Eggman wears gear similar to a piece of artwork of him posted on Sonic Channel. And Toadette is the only non-human Mario character to receive a new outfit. Yeah. I really wish I had more to give you during these blocks. I'm sorry that I don't. This is one of the many Sonic games I never played, and there's not a lot going on in this game. It's an Olympics game. What more do you want? So, music heavy, dialogue few. But hey, if you didn't know, and if you didn't notice that they wore, you know, shoes similar to what they did in Sonic Riders, maybe you want to go back and check now. All right, well, let's just get right back into it. Into the breach again we go. Let's throw this one up there. And throw up this song. All right, more coming at you.
Guiding you through the rich history of Sonic the Hedgehog. You're listening to the Strictly Sonic Show.
welcome back. That's break five, and you heard story, treeside rumble, football, gymnastics, intermission, javelin throw, and story boss encounter. Five tracks left for you. Let's finish out the trivia that I have for you today. Yoshi, Bowser Jr., Donkey Kong, Metal Sonic, and Zavok. Oh, wait, no, there's more than that. Diddy Kong, Larry Koopa, Wendy O. Koopa, Ludwig von Koopa, and Zaz did not receive new outfits. Because Yoshi is only one of these characters that wears shoes, this makes him the only character that does not receive different footwear. Additionally, like most of the Sonic series characters, he retains his footwear during surfing, gymnastics, 100-meter freestyle, and karate events. And lastly for today, all Sonic series characters, aside from Dr. Eggman, Metal Sonic, Eggman Nega, and Zavok, retain their footwear during surfing, gymnastics, 100-meter freestyle, and karate events, unlike the Mario human characters. According to Takashi Iizuka, this is because Sonic doesn't take off his shoes in canon. Okay, whatever's left of trivia, I'm going to wait for next week for. Let's round out today's episode with the remaining five tracks. Let me put them up right now. One. What do I want to throw up here? I'll throw this up here since we were just talking about it. Okay. All right. Last break. All right, that was it. That's your last break. Story tree side rumble, football, gymnastics, intermission, javelin throw, and story boss encounter. Next week, I've got another 31 tracks for you, a lot of 1964 tracks, and all the event tracks that were left over, including the dream events for Tokyo 2020. All right, that's it. I'm going to give everybody back their night. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Next week is part two, and then the week after that is, unless I'm wrong, it should be a look at Sega Mobile, or at Sonic Mobile games. I think by Sega Hard Light, I think all of them were. Not certain. Gotta research. So make sure you're around for that. Until next time, I've been your host, that dude with the Chaos Emerald City, around 1019, saying to you, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night, goodbye, wherever the hell you are on Earth, make it a freaking good one, and I'll see you next time. Take care. Bye-bye!